5th March 1974 with
along with many of your god brothers.
Yes.
Along with Swami Maharaj.
Yes.
About 150 persons.
Yes.
That group you were. Yes.
And again in 1976, I think 76, you came to that march, and Prabhupada was inviting you to stay.
During installation ceremony?
I think so, yes. And but you didn't. You chose not to stay. And then again in 1970, Swetadweep Brahmachari. Swetadweep Das Brahmachari.
Swetadweep?
Yes.
Yes, I know him. He's gone now. He's gone. He's left the movement. We had not seen him. He was last seen in Radhakund. And in Radhakund, and he was living by himself like a Babaji. And then after that, this was in 1977. Then after that, he was kicked out of Radhakund and then
went back.
Yes.
So, America or England?
America.
No, this is a different Swetadweep, Prabhu. This Brahmachari, he was actually from Bangladesh. And he was working for the Namhata program in Mayapur.
Under Jai Pataka Maharaj.
Yes, under Jai Pataka Maharaj. And one day, he came with me to Navadweep. I needed a guide. I was doing some work for developing the Mayapur program. And I was speaking with the development board officer. And he took the opportunity. He just took me to meet you. And I didn't know who you were, but he introduced me. And at that time, you spoke with me for over an hour. And since then, what you told me, I've been preaching to many people, everyone I met.
What peculiarity you find in my speech?
You were teaching that the following of purity is more important. Purity is more important than any show or any external opulence. And
quality, the sincerity of the purpose, the quality within, that is more valuable than external energizing. So, you were married then? Afterward married?
In 1980, when I came here last, I was married. And you...
Then is your wife?
No, then I didn't.
She is coming for the first time here?
Yes, to meet you for the first
India.
Time.
And in India she came?
Yes, she was staying in Calcutta.
Not Mayapur?
Only for 2 weeks she stayed in Mayapur.
Yes. Which year?
1980.
80?
Yes. Wasn't it 80? Or 79?
Madam's mother, your Pishima, was living at that time? No.
No, she wasn't, Chandra. It was 79, isn't it? We went to England in January of 1980.
She has entered the ISKCON movement how long ago?
When? In 74.
In England or in...
Germany.
In Germany?
Yes. She was under Hansa Dutta in Germany.
Yes.
Since 74.
74 when Swami Maharaj was there, living.
Yes. She's initiated by Srila Prabhupada.
And Sarvabhavan, he comes from Germany.
Sarvabhavan, yes.
And his wife.
His wife
is also a German lady.
Yes.
Does she know her?
Yes. Yes, no. She knows.
And his child is... what is his name?
Abhimanyu.
Abhimanyu, yes. So he should stay at Calcutta with her.
Well, we had our own room there in Calcutta. But they were friends.
And does she know that Bhakti Charu Maharaj also?
Yes, she knows Bhakti Charu.
First friend of Prabhupada.
Bhavana.
Now, did you write a letter to Akkananda Maharaj some months ago?
Yes, sir. I wrote a letter to you.
To me?
Yes, sir. And when...
Do you like farming?
Yes, sir. I like these things.
Akkananda Maharaj told.
Yes.
That he is well known to me and he likes this farming. We have acquired a place for you. Off in the south, boundary wall, 3 acres, less than 3 acres land, a garden house. And Akkananda Maharaj, he loves this, but he does not like to take any responsibility, permanent responsibility, but he likes this farming for service. Something like that.
I don't mind the permanent responsibility, but I'm mistrustful anymore of who I'm working for. So I'm very careful before I enter into someone's service now. That is actually the predicament.
This is all old topics. news you have come with perhaps.
Yes, sir.
From Aranya Maharaj also.
Yes.
Did you meet that Goswami Maharaj also? Dear Krishna?
Dear Krishna?
Dear Krishna Maharaj?
Yes, Sudhir Maharaj also came to visit.
Sudhir.
Yes.
Sudhir Goswami Maharaj.
Yes.
Now he is known him by that name.
Yes.
Did you meet him in the
Yes. Other? Yes.
Now, what's the result there?
Well,
any letter?
I don't have letter because I had to leave quickly from London. So he wrote down some points for me to discuss with you and then to communicate back to him your answers in them.
Then how long we can expect you to stay here?
Well,
if suitable, for a long time.
Yes.
Otherwise, to withdraw soon.
Yes. If suitable, I would very much like to stay. I've been trying to come sooner. After I wrote this letter to you in March. In April, I wrote to you.
Do you remember the letter?
No, Maharaj.
Sudhir Maharaj read it to you. Sudhir
Maharaj?
Yes, he read it to you.
It's in the file.
And he
mentioned your name there.
Yes.
It's in the file. I'll find it.
So he told me that you appreciate
it. Akkananda Maharaj was reading.
Yes.
Reading all those letters
here.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, the points may be discussed tomorrow morning.
Yes.
What do you think?
As you like, sir.
By tomorrow's mail, you would like to send the reply, is it? No.
Well, we...
As soon as possible.
Yes. We have some tapes here also. I mean, we're making tape of your comment. And Sanjaya is going to London the 25th.
Sanjaya?
Yes.
Yes. You met Sanjaya?
Yes, I met Sanjaya.
In Calcutta?
Yes, last night.
Oh, then... You came via Delhi? No.
No. We came Moscow, Calcutta.
Moscow, Calcutta?
Yes. London, Moscow, Calcutta.
London, Moscow, Calcutta?
Yes.
Then Calcutta you wish? For America? Why?
Well...
He was compelled to leave?
No, he wasn't. Actually, Aranya Maharaj and I went to him. And we spoke personally with him, and I asked him, just to his face, please tell me what you're doing, so that I know, and I can make my choice as to what to do. There are so many rumors about you.
The trouble arose from his intoxicating habit.
Yes, yes. But I didn't believe it.
The whole party?
No, not the whole party.
Then he himself and the other few?
Yes.
Of his closer intimates.
Yes. Yes.
They used to take intoxication.
Yes.
Regular.
Well, Jayatirtha told me and Aranya Maharaj that he was taking regularly and that some of his intimate disciples like Kedar and some others, they found out that he was using. So he said they forced him to tell us what you're doing, what are your experiments. To
Who forced?
Kedar.
Kedar forced?
Forced Tirtha to tell him.
To tell him
what he was doing and how he was doing it.
Then, and what did he reply again?
And so then Tirtha, he said, okay. He said, and then he's explaining to his men, Kedar, etc., how to take like hashish and LSD for spiritual realization.
He has got that sort of conviction.
Yes. Exactly, conviction, he said.
That this can help him in his spiritual realization.
Yes.
So he is taking that, and there is no question of leaving that. It is his opinion.
Well, he is saying that intellectually, he knows that it is not what Prabhupada says, it is not in the Shastras, and it would displease you also.
He cannot feel. He cannot realize.
Yes, that's right.
That it is
yes.
Anti. Because, can't realize.
Yes.
But only through Shastra he knows that there is a saying like this.
Yes.
And that is all empty words. That is his realization. That those Shastric advice is only empty. All right. So determined not to give up intoxication. He has gone to America side.
Well,
do you think like that?
He spoke with us a little differently.
How?
Well, he spoke with us that he would feel better if he was not taking these things. But still his conviction is such that he more or less uses it as his sadhana. He would like to give it up. And he gave the explanation.
He lived here for so many days.
Yes.
He could make any question to me regarding that.
Yes.
Could have done so.
We
anyhow, I got a telegram from Aranya Maharaj.
Yes.
That Tirthavara is such and such.
Yes.
Then I replied both. The Jayatirtha Maharaj and Aranya Maharaj. So Aranya Maharaj, I wrote that deal slowly,
yes, affectionately,
carefully,
yes,
and affectionately.
Yes.
Now for this.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
Slowly.
Carefully.
Carefully and affectionately.
Yes.
Tirtha Maharaj.
Quiet.
Yes.
That's why I'm already hiring him.
Yes.
And I also sent a telegram to Tirtha Maharaj. Please help us stopping intoxication if any
yes.
Situation emerges. But I did not get reply from Aranya Maharaj as yet. But Jayatirtha Maharaj gave a long telegram
yes.
reply from America.
Yes.
There it is not very clear, but he says that I am not going to challenge the committee. And I can't come just now to you for want of money. There's two important points there. No mention that as principle I cannot live with this with intoxication.
Yes.
I don't like to go out of the committee, is it not?
Yes.
Something
go
like
go against authority.
The yes. authority.
Yes.
And also I can't go to you immediately for want of money. And so many other things. I am a rogue. I am very mean. I am so and so and nasty. I am not fit for your company, all these things. In the midst of those expressions, these two points.
Yes.
I can't go now for want of money to you immediately. Otherwise, I would have gone and had a settlement direct from you. And another, I am not going out of the, I don't like to go out of the committee we constructed at moment, something like that. I have got problems.
Yes, he said that in 1980, when he took his wife back, when he took his wife,
oh yes,
then he said it at that time.
That is his wife, that Manjuwali.
Yes.
She's in ISKCON.
She's in ISKCON. Yes.
She's in ISKCON.
They are bringing the girls back to ISKCON.
Girl?
The girls that were in India, Manjuwali is encouraging them to come back to ISKCON.
To ISKCON.
Yes.
And her son Vaishnav Charan is also there. With her, Vaishnav Charan.
Yes.
Young boy.
Yes. He's in the Gurukula.
What is she doing?
She gave a letter to me.
Yes.
When the Jayachitra Maharaj was ousted from the London temple.
Yes.
And Rameshwar and Bhagavan Das took charge there.
Yes.
And they ousted him. Manjuwali wrote a letter to me that things are such. I want to know from you. What is he? What it should be?
The position of Tirtha Maharaj.
He told that he, when he left his sannyas, he was almost forced to take sannyas.
Yes.
At Grihastha, he got deputation from Swami Maharaj to do the work of Ajahn.
Yes.
At Grihastha. But these people pressed him to take sannyas.
Yes.
And anyhow, he agreed and he took sannyas.
Yes.
But he could not keep it.
Yes.
He asked
Nimai.
Could not keep it. He told that one lady she accepted as a second wife for some time. For some time also they accepted like wife, he told. She told, they wrote. But I was told by other members that anyhow, and that lady was also a wife of Udjumna or someone who is in Canada. Anyhow, through intimate service, she became very intimate, and the two boys, they detected him. And when he came to understand that he is caught red-handed, then he wanted to commit suicide. But those boys, prevented him committing suicide, and they told that we won't give it out to him. You please, commit. Then, thinking about his weakness, he told the wife and the child boys he took to him. Former married wife took to him. And thinking that I am not fit for the post of an acharya and the managing agent, he went on pilgrimage.
Yes.
And when he came to Puri, Jagannath,
yes,
on pilgrimage with his wife and child, then Jayapataka Maharaj came to me. Such is the things are happening in this way, so please try to help us. I told that before this, Jayapataka Maharaj once again came to tell something against that Jayachitra Maharaj, that he's showing much sentimentalism, and saying that this is all transcendental sentiments.
Hmm.
He asked me, is it so? I mean, never. This cannot be transcendental sentiment. What is the proof? I showed him that these are the scriptural proofs and the facts that we can never accept it as transcendental sentiment. Then, when he left and took his wife and child and came here, Jayapalaka again came. He has come here, and if you can make him understand the position, the credit of ISKCON is going down. As one of the principal acharya, an important place in London, he has a good organizer, all these things. It goes down in this way, then it will be a great loss to ISKCON. I told that I can't say anything to you, hearing one side, but I want to hear from his side also.
Mm-hmm.
So if I take him here, then I shall hear both sides, and then I shall think what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Then I managed to take his only first, just judge it tomorrow. But after first hearing, then I asked, I want to see your wife also. Then wife was also taken here. Both all these sides I thought. Then I asked Jati Tamara, and once you have accepted sannyasa, you should not go back to the Grihastha. Only accidental fall, that is not everything. You must have courage. Your Guru Maharaj appointed you as a general to fight against Maya, and you must not leave your position. Naturally, Manjuali and the boy also began to cry when he accepted my proposal. I also encouraged them. You are already disciple of Swami Maharaj before your marriage. I heard. So, you also encourage him. He is a general fighting, a general with Maya, with so many soldiers. And if you can, that you must encourage Vishnu Priya Devi, he left Mahaprabhu for the good of the public. You must remember her ideal. And you must, for Krishna, you must come ahead to do anything and everything, all sorts of sacrifice for Krishna. Krishna is a dead matter, not a dead matter. He will look after you. Your greatest sacrifice for Krishna. And anyhow, they are both encouraged. And ready to take sannyas. Bhakti Charu Maharaj was also there. Then I sent them. Sent a letter to your former sannyas guru, Pitramanda. Please permit me, I am going again to take, which I left for the time being. And I advised to go to Katwa, the place where Mahaprabhu took his sannyas, Sri Chaitanya Mahadev. Go to that place and there you take that sannyas place. That will give you strength. So Jyoti Charu and Vrita Govinda Maharaj others were sent. And they took sannyas. He took sannyas. And he went this way, they went that way. And after, once he told, yes, I have got the strength. As if I have got from Swami Maharaj, I have got sannyas. Before going to Katwa, they asked me to touch the kopin and the danda. And I did it. And I have got strength from all these things. Now I am strong. That was very well. Now the table arose, the last Gaur Purnima. when the ISKCON committee, they saw whatever their resolution and their behavior, many men are going away. And from long time, like this Hiranyagarbha and so many other developments, many came to me, the committee is not working in the right path. They are working whimsically. And the committee itself came to me that they are going to punish these three acharyas, Jayatirtha and Hamsadut and Tamalakrishna, for some reasons or other. I stopped them. What do you say? They got direct recognition from Swami Maharaj. If you do so, what will be the reaction within their disciples? My guru is vulnerable. These three guru acharyas, they have no real position in the transcendental world. Then they will say, your position is also vulnerable. Anyone, no position, the ISKCON will lose its hold. There they are. Don't do so. If they have done some wrong, amicable settlement within you. Don't go to reject or punish them openly, publicly. Never do this. Anyhow, they accepted my direction. But many people are always coming to me, they are doing this, they are doing that, they are that. Many things are objectionable. We can't tolerate this. I first told them, wait and see. Wait and see. For some, at least more than a year, wait and see. And I put some letters also to Tamalakrishna and others. There's 18 points of complaint against you. Please consider and do the needful. Otherwise these persons have been important persons. They believe it's painful. In this I did not, they ignored. Then I told the party that I ignored, disappointed. Then you meet amongst each other and form an organization and have some resolution and put it to them, to the committee, that we, the aggrieved party, of such opinion, if we do not consider our case, then we shall have to go against your decision and do something like that. Then they did something like that, but they did not care. They were more again, over again, they were more tight, that none can come to me. They don't go to Sridhar Maharaj. First they told Sridhar Maharaj is an old man, don't go to disturb him. Next they told, no, don't go there, you all confined yourself in the writings and the advices of our Guru Maharaj only, and not outside that. But still some, anyone coming to me and asking questions and they are recording in tapes.
Yes.
And Dhir Krishna Maharaj, he collected so many important tapes from the beginning. He was president in a temple where all the states from the time of Swami Maharaj, they are reserved there. And he got copy of all those. And he began to preach my tapes. And they told that it is deeper and more sweet in this way. Then the committee, they were in a difficult position and they passed a resolution. No one should have any connection with Sridhar Maharaj if they want to be within the range of the ISKCON. But the Tamalakrishna Maharaj or Hamsadut Maharaj, they were silent, but anyhow, the resolution was passed. And Jayatirtha Maharaj told boldly, I have got much faith in Sridhar Maharaj. and I can't give up his reading. Jagadguru Maharaj, he introduced in his temple, along with reading about Sri Maharaj's books, my tapes also, and my Guru Maharaj's books. But they are prohibited. No. No, only Sri Maharaj's books should be discussed and read, and no other. No other works of Gaudiya, including Sridhar Maharaj. Ajita Maharaj, no. I said, all right, I shall do it for myself. Saraswati Thakur's Dhamma Sangita and all these things and Sridhar Maharaj's tapes, I shall use it for myself, but not for the disciples. But no, you won't be able to use it for yourself also. Then he was, no, then I want to cut off my connection with you. I can't cut off my connection with Sridhar Maharaj. That was the... And they wanted then you leave your center there. Then the television, he gave a piece there. Yes, I do not abide by the resolution of the ISKCON committee. And the temple is under ISKCON, so I give it up, my post as the president of the London temple. He gave a lecture. And then at that time they took that incident that you lost your character, he admitted that yes, I had such unhappy incident in my life at that time. That also he propagated, and on the basis of that declaration that Rameshwar Maharaj and Bhagavan are from, they went straight there and took position of that temple.
Yes.
Then from some outside members amongst his disciples, they sent another telegram. If such is the case, I have left the temple, but those that are still faithful to me, to my guidance, they may come out. So many came out, more than 100 ladies and gents. And came out there, and some, and more than 100 came here. And anyhow, we had some trouble to run all the, some in that house here, all these things. Then that's a long time. I'm not accustomed to go on with so much trouble. Removed them, some to Nepal, and then from there to Bangalore and Delhi, this way, gradually. And there, when perhaps the money became short, and he was not caring so much, at least. Then I told him, the others came out, and they are trying to form another center there. I requested him go straight to London and to help them, those that are establishing a given center, new center, and also to help those that are here to take things in. He went, and I got a letter in the name of Kedar, that when they reached there, they are very much encouraged. And everything was all right, going on well. And they are sending tickets to those that are here, gradually, gradually. In the meantime, I got a letter from Aurangzeb Maharaj, and telegram, especially. My previous letter cancelled. What I say in the telegram, this is up to date. Truth here.
Yes.
And then I get two telegrams to both sides. And Gajitra Maharaj's reply I got 3 years ago from America. and I was just going to wire to Arunda Maharaj, what is the news that you have come.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, we got some report from Akaranda Maharaj, from Delhi.
Yes.
Your son has come and we are hearing that there is a trouble about that intoxication.
Yes.
And perhaps many of the members of this part.
Yes.
The new temple that is this part. And I came from America.
Mm.
There's very few of his internet followers.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
And very strongly, Dhir Krishna Maharaj as well as Abhinda Maharaj opposed Jai Chitra Maharaj and asked his disciples not to follow that way of intoxication. So there is a such is the condition.
It was done very in a very gentlemanly way though. Aranya Maharaj and I approached Jaya Tirtha and for the clarification of these things.
Mm.
And so he told us directly that he was using these intoxications. And he said that he saw
experimenting.
Yes.
But did he not try that it is my center, the center of my disciples, temple of my disciples? So if you do not like it, you may preach it outside. Don't come to disturb here my disciples. Did not see like say like that? That it's Maharaj and Kedar, his part?
Well, he simply said that he didn't want all of these disciples anyway. He'd been trying to get rid of them twice. In 1980,
he
tried to get away from his disciples. In 1980, when he came here with Mother Manjuali, that time he wanted to give up all disciples. And then again, when he came here to you after Mayapur festival, again he wanted to give up all disciples.
Yes.
He says, but these disciples keep coming to him, and so he doesn't have time to be with himself in order to solve his problem. This is what he explained to us.
In the man of renunciation state, Jayapataka Maharaj visited him here 3-4 days continuously tried to converse him.
Yes.
But he did not budge an inch.
Hmm.
Yajpadaka Maharaj went on frustrated, disappointed.
Yes.
He says, I do not want anything. I am a man of my own principle.
Mm-hmm.
What I understand, I shall know that. That is his nature. It is true that he told in the beginning that I don't want any disciple. You may ask me, you take all these things. I
yes.
No, no. Uh-huh. I am not going to capture any more disciples. Hare Krishna. Now, again, the same show repeated. I don't want anything.
Yes.
But I am going on with my experiment. A very cheap way to go local.
Yes.
Cheap way. By the help of intoxication, we can go to go local. This foolish idea. After, and discussing and understanding and reading and chanting through the Shastra and the Mahajan Bhakka, still I wonder that he is of such opinion, the wonderful.
Hmm.
But it is not a very serious thing that anyone has some little bad previous habit.
Mm-hmm.
But the danger is there, that he wants to experiment, he wants to have confidence that this sort of intoxication can help devotional path. The danger lies there.
Mm.
But accidental bad habit has got no very great value.
Mm.
It may go.
Mm-hmm.
I know that this is bad, but I can't give it up.
Mm.
So soon.
Mm.
I will take some time and then I shall take it. But to think that this can help devotion, the saint. Intoxication with drugs, it is a dangerous thing. But he did not ask it to me when he was here. So
we asked him why you didn't ask Srila Sridhar Dev. Why you didn't explain to him the situation? Because he was using regularly before he met you even. And he simply said that he didn't have the courage to ask you.
He told.
Yes, he admitted to Aranya Maharaj and myself. He didn't have the courage to tell you.
He's a plain speaker, at least. He does not hide anything. But he just, so he said that he could not come to me for a month of money, otherwise he could try to discuss it with me, and if possible, clear it.
But that I don't think so, sir. If I might say, I don't believe that.
He thinks that he is determined to experiment, to go on experimenting.
Well, I think he's trying to get more time, at least, to decide what he really wants to do. He's not decided yet.
If he has got such faith that it is unnecessary, it is harmful, but due to my weakness, I can't leave it immediately. I may have some time to take it off. That is something. But it is on principle to accept it, that I am making experiments with the drugs, that they, whether they can help to take us to Vaikuntha or not. That is the most foolish thing. Anti-devotional conception. What do you say, Balinan Prabhu? Anyhow.
In our sampradaya, no one has ever done it before.
All
in the sampradaya.
Now the temple is there.
Yes.
And very few are there.
Yes.
And Aranya Maharaj in charge of that temple.
Yes.
And so it is, at least it is kept under the vigilance of this party. And Judge Chaitanya Maharaj has gone about it. How many? A dozen? Or half
well,
dozen?
He's not taken, he's taken only few with him.
Few, I think, means Kedar?
Two or three. Kedar's wife.
Yes.
There's also very much rumor he's having relation with Kedar's wife.
Who?
Jaya Tirtha. There's very much talk about that also in the temple.
Maharaj for some service.
Yes.
But this Krishna Maharaj did not like her.
Ah.
For his smoking or the filthy habits.
Yes.
So he asked Kedar to take her away.
I see.
And Kedar went there and took her away. So he's disgusted with Kedar and his wife already. Suri Krishna Maharaj. Puri Maharaj. Goswami Maharaj.
Puri Maharaj? Oh, Sudhira Maharaj.
Suri Maharaj.
Yes.
And Suri Maharaj immediately came and strengthened Aranya Maharaj.
Yes.
And they boldly, both of them,
yes,
they approached Jayatirtha Maharaj.
No.
And direct proposal.
Sudhira didn't approach Jayatirtha.
Did not approach.
Jayatirtha. Aranya Maharaj and I approached Jayatirtha.
And Suri Maharaj was there.
He came afterwards.
Oh, he came afterwards?
Yes.
Then, after coming, what was his opinion?
Well,
Jayatirtha was there, or he already left for America when Suri Maharaj came?
He had gone into hiding.
Hiding?
Yes. Jayatirtha, when he asked us, he asked Aranya Maharaj and I, well, what should I do? No, he didn't know what to do anymore.
How he got my telegram?
Because his disciples were going back and forth, taking everything out of the temple and going back to Jayatirtha.
The householders, they are coming and keeping connection with Jayatirtha Maharaj.
Not only householders, but Navanita, Chura,
yes,
and Das
the
Avatar.
We received the letter from Navanita,
about 3 days ago.
That Irishman.
Yes.
Yes.
About 3 days ago.
He was...